Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. Will it let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
They say, what's the song called, or what did they say?
What's that?
Sorry, my headphone kicked out. What did the caller say earlier about that song?
Oh, that it was satanic?
Yes. Yeah. And Ike consistently being monitored by the delegation.
Always.
For the Creed song.
I just want to be clear. You can call it white people music if you want. You can call it rock music.
It's just music.
Creed specific. There are some rock bands. You would talk about Slayer or something. But Creed is not satanic.
No.
If anything, they've been accused of being like a little religious. They are not satanic. Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Engagement season is here. Let the pros at Mark's Jewelers help you select the ring of her dreams and on budget. Online at marks-jewelers.com. Do you believe the Eagles have one more run in them? I believe is at 69.5%.
There we go. I love it.
Let's do these picks. Jack, what happened last week?
Well, we all went 2-2.
I go 2-2 every week.
Every week. So, Spike, you are 24-28.
Okay.
Ike, you're 25-27.
Yeah.
And then I am 27-24-1.
And we will make the Eagles pick Monday, I assume?
Monday.
Yes. Okay.
Monday.
Yeah. Last week, I should have took my own advice. I said, don't lay the 7 points.
Yes, but you had to go be Mr. Eagle, Mr. Bleeds Green.
Yeah, always gets you.
Yeah, Captain Philadelphia.
Yeah,
always gets you.
All right, who's up?
I guess I'll lead us off.
Yeah,
right.
Because you have the best record.
So I'm going to take... So the Falcons are like extra horrible.
Ooh.
Without, you know... I know that Kirk's now starting. He can't play anymore. They shut out the Vikings last week. I expect something similar this week. I'm taking the Seahawks -6.5. Against the Falcons.
I got to stop putting my picks in my document because I feel like Jack's looking at my
picks. I don't look at the picks until 5:23.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
I actually believe him.
Yes, I believe him too.
Yes.
I'm taking the Bengals +5.5 against the Bills. Bengals might have found some juice. The Bengals.
There you go.
Right? I'm trying.
Yeah.
Versus the Bills. I know they're going to be fighting for Darius Slay. They're going to be so mad about that. Maybe the Bills will be fired up for this one. But I think Burrow gives them a little bit of juice, and I still am not thrown off the Bills being fraud sent.
Hold on, what'd you say to the Falcons Seahawks?
6.5.
I got 7.
Yeah, well, on FanDuel, 10 minutes ago, it was 6.5.
Okay. All right.
We'll go with that one. Right.
That sounds like somebody who wants the Falcons.
He's a Falcon great. He's a Falcon great. And then I'm taking the Bears +6.5 against the Pack. I know it's a Packers line, but I still think the Packers are mostly fraudulent, and the Bears might have found something last week. So yeah. I'll take the Bears +6.5 against the Packers.
I stayed away from that one on purpose. Although, want me to go?
Yeah, yeah. You have the next best record.
I took the Falcons plus the 6.5. I actually had them at 7, but I'll take the Falcons and the points. Seattle, not as good on the road of late. Sam Darnold,
West Coast team going to the East Coast?
Yeah, 1 o'clock game. Yep. All right, Falcons a fight. Then they'll give the game up in the end. But I'll take the points at home for my Falcons.
That's right.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. This is a tough one. I wanted to stay away from this one, but I'm going to go in and take the Chiefs minus 3, which I got them at 3.5.
3.5.
Yeah, minus 3.5 versus the Texans. This is it, Big Red. Patrick Mahomes, if you lose this one, it's a wrap.
This is going to be an ugly frigging game.
Yeah.
Chiefs-Texans will be disgusting.
Wouldn't surprise me if this is a 16-13 type of game, which means I would lose.
Yes.
Yeah. Now I'm trying to choose between either this Commanders-Vikings game or this Jags-Colts game. So I take the Commanders on the road, their favorite.
Jaden Daniels is back.
I don't know who the hell that is quarterbacking for the Vikings.
Well, I think JJ's back.
That's even worse.
Doesn't help.
Yeah.
Does not help. And then I got the Jags. The Jags are getting points at home versus the Colts. No?
The frisky Jags?
Yeah.
No, I don't know what to say.
I'll take the home team. Give me the Jags at home getting points, man. Jags plus 1.5 over the Colts.
All right.
I like that one.
So I also, like Jack, have the Seahawks minus 7 at the Falcons, or minus 6.5 at the Falcons. I'll take that half point.
Okay.
I have the Bills minus 5.5 at home against the Bengals.
Yeah.
And the Rams are at the Cardinals. I like the Rams off a loss to just beat the Cardinals senseless. I know it is a division game. I know it's on the road. I don't care. I will take the Rams minus 8.5 to once again show that they are the best team in the NFC as of this moment. So there was a little history that happened in the NBA last night.
Mike. I heard.
After the streak that everybody talks about, this is a statistic that is totally real and everybody talks about, is if you scored 10 games or not. You
know, 10 points.
10 points, yes. When you look in statistics, like season statistics, it says games, points per game, assists per game, and how many games you scored 10 points in, because that's what everybody talks about. So LeBron James had scored 10 points in 1,297 consecutive games.
Pretty impressive.
Well, it really is, because 10 points is a lot, and everybody talks about scoring 10 points. In fact, a lot of players, when they go into a season, they don't say, hey, I want to play all 82 games. They say, you know what? I want to score at least 10 points in this many games. And unfortunately, because he is so selfless, even though he took 17 shots and only made 4 of them, with 8 points in the closing seconds of the game, LeBron, who is never known to do this, instead of taking the shot himself, passed it to Rui Hachimura in the corner, who hit the shot. The Lakers won the game, and LeBron's streak ended. He had only 8 points. This is a quote from LeBron. I will be showing my son this box score.
As we all will.
Yeah. See, Bronny?
What?
Bronny's like, I don't even get 17 shots.
So the disgraceful thing to me is not necessarily LeBron. This is disgraceful. He's trying to compile these records and things that aren't even records. Nobody ever talks about them because he thinks if he compiles enough of them that everybody will wake up one day and have him ranked higher than Jordan. I don't blame him for it. It's who he is.
Mm-hmm.
It is the LeBron media mafia that supports this nonsense.
Yeah,
the TV people, the writers. Oh my God, is LeBron going to get 10? Oh my God, LeBron didn't get 10. We need to put this in perspective. I mean, how many games in a row? 10 is not a thing. Nobody talks.
No.
Do you think Michael Jordan ever would be proud of how many games in a row he scored 10 points?
No.
What are we talking about? Quentin Grimes is scoring like 17 points a game.
Since 2007?
I'm sorry. This is just the media that supports him is disgraceful. Stop it.
Well, you know what makes it, to me, pathetic is that there's been games, whether it's a blowout, one way or the other, where he has literally stayed in the game to get the 10 points.
Yes.
And then checks himself out.
Also, no one's saying this. In a playoff game against the Mavericks in 2011, he scored 8 points.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Did he really?
And yes. And you know. And you know.
You don't remember that?
The cramp game?
No. That happened in 14. It happened twice. It happened in 14, too.
An 8-point game?
Yes, where he didn't score 10.
And you know, here's a truth. If he had scored 10 in both of those games,
they would have included it.
They would have included the playoffs.
Sure. They certainly would have.
They would have included
the
playoffs.
Including the playoffs, yeah. Yeah. Come on, LaFraud.
He's a tough one to root for.
He really is.
Yeah.
The media is disgusting.
Bro, go ahead and retire and let us give you the farewell.
Yes.
Which is going to be painful for a whole year. Like, let us go ahead and do this instead of this. Like, what are you doing?
Can you imagine?
Like, what is he doing?
Dude, can you imagine if Walter Payton said, this is my 100th game in a row rushing for 15 yards.
Right.
What are you talking about?
I know.
10 points?
I know.
And he's the third best option on the team.
Well, that's true.
The video the other night was embarrassing, too, where JJ's begging him to get off the court, and he's just yapping it up with the opposing
team.
With
the Suns, laughing as they're getting their asses kicked.
Yeah.
Come on, Bron.
Yeah, he's a tough one.
Come on, Bron.
In my head, he retired after the bubble title.
That's even worse. He should have retired after they beat the Warriors. That's when he should have retired.
In the playoffs?
After the Cavs beat the Warriors?
He should have retired after he broke the scoring record.
That would have been good. Also,
because that's what he was playing for.
Yes.
Next. I mean, like now, I don't even know what he's playing for right now.
Also, well, because it's vanity. It's ego. That's what he's playing for.
If he wins the title, he's the third best player on the team.
I know.
Also,
I know.
Even the all-time scoring, nobody even cares about total points in the NBA. Congratulations, you got it, but nobody cares about it.
It's a longevity thing.
He's really, really hurting his legacy.
I mean, Jordan dominated for a decade plus.
Yeah.
Dominated.
Yeah, LeBron with 10 straight finals.
Dominated. No, when I say dominated, I mean dominated. Yes. I mean winning everything.
Wow.
LeBron's never dominated.
He did with the 10 straight finals.
That didn't dominate playing in a weak Eastern Conference.
Still?
Dominating would have won titles.
Hold on. Who did Jordan go through in the 90s?
Don't care.
Okay. Well, the East wasn't juggernauts
in the
90s.
You had New York. You had Indiana. Oh. You had
Reggie Miller. I mean, come on.
Well, and they eventually had to beat the Pistons.
Pretty good,
come on. Yeah. And it's not like he didn't beat great teams in the finals, too. Yeah. Those Jazz teams were great teams. He beat the Suns. That was an incredible team.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm just a little sick and tired of it.
Well, it happened.
I know it happened.
It happened.
And would you say, like, Steph might be more... Steph may have had more influence on the actual game of basketball during this era than LeBron.
100%.
Well, yeah, there's...
The entire game has changed because of Steph.
The only player that I ever hear, the young player in the NBA that says, my favorite player was LeBron, is friggin' Ben. That's it.
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. That changed when Clutch dropped him, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's all you need to know.
I mean, there are kids all... You talk about Steph's influence.
Mm-hmm.
The most influential players in my lifetime, influential, not best, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, Allen Iverson, and...
You got Steph?
And Steph.
Yeah.
Because there are kids all over the place shooting...
Throw Magic in there.
Magic and
Bird were.
Well,
they saved the NBA.
There are kids all over, and now, you know, adults that are shooting from 35 feet away because of Steph.
Yep.
Can't stand LeBron.
It's tough on you, ain't it?
Yeah.
Fritzy.
10
I mean,
points.
I'm mostly off of it.
Both of us, when we both get rolling on LeBron, and you see, we'll steamroll
it. Well, I try to keep it up. I try to keep it up with LeBron, but he's a tough one. He's tough.
Just go ahead and retire.
Like, that'd
it's
be
cool
nice.
And we'll celebrate. You're a businessman. You're a billionaire. Like, I don't know what else he's doing.
Dennis Rodman's streak of at least 4 rebounds in every game. Justin really, in Tennessee. You're on WIP. What's up, Justin?
Happening, fellas? How y'all doing, man?
What's up, buddy?
Sorry,
Justin.
I jumped over you, man. It's been too long. I've called every day this week. Y'all been busier than a one-legged man in the ice-kicking contest. I'm telling you. Every time I call, it's been busy. So I got a lot on my chest. Can I get it off real quick, brother?
Yeah.
Get it off.
Okay. Yeah. Well, speaking of, I didn't hear the entire show yesterday, but I was in and out quite a bit. Don't know if anybody mentioned it, but somebody still got it. Halle Berry still got it. Don't know if anybody mentioned
that. Oh, she still got it. Ain't no doubt about that.
Yep.
Halle Berry still got it. Come on one time. But anyway, number two, this cat that called raising hell about the General Lee. Dude, I'm from Tennessee. You're from Georgia. It was a TV show, man. I was a kid. I had a Dukes of Hazzard big wheel, and it had a Confederate flag on the back of it. I was 5 years old, and I rode down the hill hollering yee-haw the whole way home. I was blind-headed. My mamaw called me Bo because I loved Bo Duke so much.
Yeah.
My first crush was Daisy Duke. I met Roscoe Pico Train one time.
That was
absolutely one of the coolest meetings I've ever had with a celebrity. Roscoe Pico Train was phenomenal.
Yes, sir.
Met him at this place called Cooter's. The dude that played Cooter has a place in Pigeon Forge. He has a place in Pigeon Forge where you can meet people from Dukes of Hazzard, man.
Now, real quick, Justin, where the hell was Hazzard County at? Where were we at? North Carolina, Tennessee? Where was it at?
It was supposed to be in Georgia.
Okay.
That's where the show was supposed to be based at in Georgia.
Okay.
But, yeah. Cooter has a shop in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, right there in the cleavage of Dollywood, y'all. Anyway, number two, this team, I've been meaning to get this off my chest.
I did.
This team this year, the Eagles, man, they've come at it just like they did in 18 after they won the Super Bowl. You need to come at it like this. We're the champs. We got the belt. If you want what we got, you got to come at it. Don't treat it like, well, you know, if that was last year. We got to do it, you know, we got to do it differently this year. No, you stick your chest out just like Ali did against Foreman and holler, the champ is here, and come get it, son. That's what you got to do.
That's right. This team
is too laid back, too lackadaisical. Stick your chest out. You're the dadgum champs, man. Y'all went on a friggin' epic run last year, just beating people from pillar to post from the NFC Championship game on. I mean, it's ridiculous. One more thing, man. The daggone Bills, you put in a claim for Slay. I don't know how it works in the NFL, but before I put a claim in for somebody because Sean McDermott is bitching about some guy that they had to cut who's been claimed that they can't get back now, why don't you reach out to the agent and say, hey, man, if we put in a claim for your guy, would he come?
No, that ain't how it works.
I didn't know how it worked. You know, I'm being honest. You know?
I mean, waivers are waivers.
They're going to hold us hostage.
No, but that's I have to disagree there. That one's not this is the system. You know, that's how it works.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't get to be a free agent.
Reach out to the agent and say, hey man, you know, if we put in a claim for Slay, you think he would come? He's like, nope, man. We're doing this just to get back to Philly. Why would you waste it? Because McDermott's out there bitching about a guy that they had released that's already got claims. So now we can't get him back. Well, tough. You know, we're just that's the way it works. You played the game, you lost. But anyway, man, y'all have been awesome this week. But this team needs to stick their chest out. Give Bigsby at least, you know, 7-8 carries a game. He went careless. He had 0 carries against the Bears. Zero.
Zero.
I don't even know if he got on the dadgum field.
Nope. But, I didn't see him.
Yeah. But anyway, we gotta keep 330 Country going. He killed it with Hank today. And Tommy down the shore, it is called oil. It is called soil. And keep eating the gobble goo, baby. I'm going to get off here and let you go. You'll have a hell of a weekend. I love you, boys. I mean.
All right, Justin. Love you, brother.
I think one of my favorite Justin things is just daggum.
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 That's when he's upset.
Yeah.
He's upset when he says daggum.
Daggum.
It's like when Doc would say doggone it.
No, you're absolutely right.
Yeah. Same thing. Text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
And one more thing, Ike. 2 years ago, the next question was favorite 80s show, and someone said Different Strokes, and you're on board with that, too. Caller Raymond still going.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
he had a lot for you.
He had a lot for me today. Yeah. That was pent up.
Yeah.
I kind of want Raymond to call more.
Yeah. Oh, I love the call. Yeah. It was a great call. He had a list, and I'll give him credit. He had a lot of things on the list, but he did just get through them.
Yeah.
He did.
He had a punch list. What's next?
From Philly to Dilco. Nope. From Philly to Allentown. Nope. Screw it. From Philly to the whole world. How about that? Ike doing his Emmons roofing read.
Oh, you jackass. That was a tough one.
Yeah.
I don't know why I couldn't. I thought I had a mini stroke during the read, man.
Yeah, you had a stroke. Did I just have a stroke? That's what he said. Thankfully, you seem okay now.
Yeah, I'm back.
Might want to get checked out. Hit up urgent care. What's next?
Whew. I need a cigarette. Jack, after listening to Chris Sims.
That was nice. That was a pleasureful 2.5 minutes.
Wow.
Well, I got to listen.
I'm going to let that go.
Yeah. I got
to
listen.
You wanted me to walk into that one.
Yeah.
While I'm downloading the pod, I'm listening to it on the way home. I want to hear the whole thing.
I might want to hear the whole thing.
It's pretty much just that 6 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, you didn't give us 6 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
You know me.
He never will.
Never will.
Yeah.
Never will.
What's next?
He's not supporting the workers. He's backstabbing them. Get that scab off the air.
A
real text line text about Herb in the Northeast.
I knew that had to be Herb.
That was a real one.
That was a real one. People not happy with Herb.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean,
he's a scab.
He's not really a scab. I mean,
all he's doing is trying to do his job, man.
He's not going to work. He's not driving the bus. You know, he had his business normally. But what's he going to do? It's not like...
He drives at the Wells Fargo Center. People around, like, what does he do? How does he help? What is the situation?
Yeah, well, I used to take the bus. When I lived in Bala Cynwyd, I used to take the bus for work. There's 50 people on the bus. It's not like Herb ain't... Herb is not causing a problem for that union.
Right.
Trust me. There's no leverage there, except it's like, well, you know what we got... We got friggin' Herb in his one car.
Yeah, let's bring our ace in the hole.
His 8-seater.
Yeah. What's next?
All right, we get it. Raymond has a point. The show after Herb's call today.
Yeah. We got to get out of football season for Herb.
I know.
Yeah.
It's not good.
He could not understand when I told him that Raymond said he was on the radio too long.
I know.
He
Is
said
the radio?
On hold? No, on the on. This is a radio show. I have consistently asked you guys if he knows that he's calling a radio show.
This being called a TV show?
Well, I don't. I think he just thinks he's calling us to hang out, which is weird because we keep him on hold for an hour and he hears the radio show on hold. What's next?
Jaws, 4:01 p.m. I feel really good about this team turning it around. Jaws, 4:02 to 4:10 p.m. List stat after stat that suggests there's no way this is getting turned around. Jaws, 4:11 p.m. Yeah, they're going to win on Monday. Alex in Lancaster.
Yeah, that's what this team will do to you.
And that 24.
They've got all the legends in the corner, right? Ike's in the corner, Jaws in the corner.
Yeah,
but they're still like.
What this team would do to you, man.
Yeah, they got it.
Well, and 24-23 is the ultimate. I'm going to pick them to win, but I don't think they're going to win.
I don't really think they're going to win.
It's that score.
Yep.
It's 24-23. You're picking them to win by 1 point? Oh, man. He was like, I looked at it. They're all running hitch routes.
Oh, what did Coach Vermeil's computer say today?
Oh, dude. Coach Vermeil was...
What did the computer say today?
I heard the clip on... He was so positive. I couldn't believe it. God bless him, but...
My computer spit out the numbers, man.
Yeah.
I just want to know what that computer looks like.
Yeah.
I always envision like this old computer he's putting all the numbers into.
You put a bunch of Eagles numbers into a computer, it's going to throw up. That's what's going to happen. An old computer is going to be smoke coming out of the computer. All right. Well, Tom Kelly is next.
Oh, he'll brighten up the
day
for you.
Oh, yeah. TK will brighten it up. Now, we do the Go Birds thing. We're going to do this on Monday, yes. Right? We're not doing
it
today.
Yeah, not today. Not okay. Today. Monday.
Tom Kelly is next. It's been a very fun week of radio. We thank you so much for listening. We love you. We will talk to you Monday before the game. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. The reason I want you to call Adam Kasebe or text him, and his number, name is spelled K-S-E-B-E. You can text him or call him at 302-864-8643. Is I want you to get a beach house so you can invite me over so I don't have to rent a beach house like I have been doing for years, like you've been doing for years. You can have your own. Kasebe is a great realtor. He is the guy, the only one that you can call to when you want to get yourself a beach house or a shore house. And the reason I know this, he has been the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast for years, and I know the people he's helped. I know it's difficult to get the beach house, right? It's a competitive market now more than ever. You need somebody who knows his way around, and Kasebe knows the Delaware beaches better than anybody. Every shore town, you know, Rehoboth, Lewis, Dewey, Bethany, wherever it is, he is going to help put you in the house that you've always dreamed of. The taxes in Delaware, property taxes, very, very low. Some of the lowest in the country. Jersey, very, very high. Some of the highest in the country. And just imagine you have your beach house to take your friends, your family, you rent it out to other people, those people paying your mortgage, and there's no better person to help you do that than Adam Kasebe. K-S-E-B-E. Call or text him at 302-864-8643 or go to processrealtor.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.